The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's 8:06. Welcome in on this Monday morning. Glad to have you along on The Morning Answer. This is going to be a good week, folks. I have that feeling that it's not going to be another week like we experienced last week. Now, yeah, we've got a lot to overcome. Still got some challenges. But I just have this feeling in my gut that this is when we're going to start seeing things turn around. I mean, obviously, many people at home today not being able to work. Our economy it was rocking along fine, record unemployment, and then suddenly, bam, we have this virus. And we're scared. We're worried about our jobs. We're worried about paying our mortgages, paying our rent. Worried about small business owners, whether you'll be able to survive. I wanted to have Steve Moore. He's an American writer, television commentator on economic issues. He co-founded and served as president of the Club for Growth. He's a former member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board and has worked with the Heritage Foundation. Wanted to have Steve on for a few minutes this morning to talk with us about the economy and where we're headed. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I've been better, but I do think we're going to get through this. You know, it's going to be another brutal day for the stock market. I think people are afraid, but you know, look, 3 months from now, we're going to be past this, and I think we get back on the path we were on before the virus hit, where we were just booming as an economy.
Yes, we have to. Steve, you were on former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich's podcast over the weekend. I happened to listen to it yesterday. I want to start with a question that Speaker Gingrich asked you. If you were in Donald Trump's shoes sitting in the Oval Office right now, what would you do?
Thank goodness we have this man as president, right? Because he is the right man at the right time. It's amazing how you know, our country seems to find the right leaders, whether it was Lincoln or FDR or whoever, Ronald Reagan, you know, to get us through these tough times. The first thing I would do is I would tell the president we cannot keep the economy closed for more than 3 or 4 weeks. If that happens, that the economic damage will be so substantial that it will be much worse than even the virus itself. We have the greatest economic engine in the history of the world, and it can't be shut down. It'll ruin lives, you know, millions of lives and millions of businesses, and wipe out the lifetime savings of people. So this idea of keeping the government shut down for 2 or 3 months is a bad, bad idea that will cause great destruction. And by the way, I would argue even worse, threats to public health than the virus itself.
Sure.
So we have to reopen the economy at a date certain. And if I were the president, I would do it in 2 or 3 weeks. And then at the same time, put in very serious public health measures to make sure that we minimize the number of people who contract the virus. But we have to have an economy, right? We have to have an economy that works. So that's number one. Number two, think about this aid package that's being thrust through the Congress right now. The price tag is closing in on $1.5 trillion to $2 trillion. For that amount of money, we could just suspend the entire income tax for a year. Now, I would ask your listeners, what is better for the economy? To have no income tax for an entire year, think of how much that would do to juice our economy, or to have all these dingbat, aid programs that are encouraging people not to work and not to be productive. So that would be the second thing. And maybe we should either suspend the income tax for a year or the payroll tax for a year.
Sure. You know, our senior senator, Lindsey Graham, last week talked about, rather than sending families a check for $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000, whatever that number is, maybe do something, if someone is legitimately out of work, maybe have some additional tax benefits or have some additional unemployment benefits, some kind of sustained income, but only when they're out of a legitimate job, not just passing out checks to people to encourage them to stay home.
That's exactly right. You know, I mean, these checks, you know, I was talking to my seventh and eighth grade boys the other night, and we talked about what's going on in the country, and I said, look, you know, now the government's talking about sending everyone a $1,000 check. I think right now it's $1,200. And I said, yes. What do you think of that? And my seventh grade son said, well, if the government starts sending free money to people, that people are going to stop working. And the second son said, well, you know, if the government's going to send all this free money to people, it's going to cause inflation. And I thought, my God, a seventh and eighth grader can get what these supposed geniuses in Washington don't understand.
You're right. I mean, they know that. They know what will follow if we stay on this course. With me this morning.
Let me make this point. I mean, here's the point. Sending checks to people, you know, can provide some short-term relief for people needed. I'm not trying to say that there aren't. You know, the government has shut down businesses, so, you know, a lot of workers have no other choice. But this is not an economic growth plan. You don't create economic growth and productivity and production of goods and services by dropping, you know, $100 bills out of helicopter windows. That's what the government is doing now. And in my opinion, it is not a strategy for getting our economy back up and running. As you just said, putting people back to work.
Sure, sure. With me today, Stephen Moore. Let me ask you something. Do you think we have overreacted a bit in closing everything down, or was this the right thing to do?
Well, that's a good question. I do happen to think that this is an overreaction. Look, I'm not a public health expert, but I'll go back to what I said before. We have a $20 trillion economy, the greatest economic engine in the history of the world. You can't shut it down. You just can't do that. It's going to be, you know, businesses are going to start failing. You're going to see people's lives ruined. You're going to have, you're going to have people, the unemployment rate's not going to go to 5% or 10% or 20%. It's going to go 25 or 30%, something we've never seen in this country. How can people work if businesses aren't open? We have to be smart about figuring out how we can keep, you know, we should definitely quarantine older people, right? Because they are much more susceptible not only to contracting the virus, but also to dying from it. We have to have testing in place as quickly as possible. We have to have screening in place so we know who has it and who doesn't. And by the way, when this is all said and done, this will go down as one of the greatest government screw-ups in the history of America. And the fact that we spend, you know, $10 billion a year on the Center for Disease Control, and Korea and Japan and China have screens and tests, but we don't here in the United States. I mean, what are they spending money on? They're too busy spending money on, you know, you go to their website, it's all about gun control and gay rights. And, you know, they took their eye off the ball. But we are where we are. We've got to get the testing in place, the screening in place. We have to have very wise public health measures. But we have to allow businesses to reopen and workers to go back on the job.
Yep. Steve Moore with me this morning. All right. So as you mentioned a minute ago, we had the strongest economy that this nation has ever witnessed. We had record low unemployment, strong, consistent growth. So was that enough of a foundation, Steve, that when we can get people back to work, that we can restart this as quickly as we stopped it?
Yes, but the longer we keep the industry shut down, the harder it is going to be for them to reopen. And you're talking about a problem where you're going to have, literally businesses, and I'm on the board of several, you know, medium-sized businesses that are going to fail. Look, businesses can't go 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks without revenues. I mean, it's like their oxygen, right? If you deprive someone of oxygen, they die. So I that's why I'm very nervous about this idea of just keeping everything shut down. I mean, think about this. You're going to have every retail store in America, every restaurant, every bar, every medium-sized business that isn't producing anything. And look, I mean, you talk about public health, but we're going to have a problem getting food on people's table. We're going to have, if you're not producing anything, all of a sudden you're going to start running out of things. So you can tell I'm very nervous about this because I think the strategy is wrong right now. The president has to get the economy back up and running. And I know there are a lot of people who are afraid out there. I'm afraid. We're all afraid of this virus and what the impact. But we have to be very prudent and level-headed now. And when we get the economy up and running, and when we get this virus contained, which I think will happen in the next few months, then you know we're gonna get through this. But every day the economy shut down, it gets worse.
Yeah. Yep. Stephen Moore, thank you. Appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, well, let's talk next week. I'll give you an update next week about where we're at.
I'd love to do that. Love to do that. Okay. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Monday. Yes, thank you.
Okay, you too. Take care.
Sure thing.